life in terms of different madrigas going upwards. The first five speak about going out of Mitzrayim, the second five speak about Nisim, and the third five speak about the Beikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kuf Mem Beis on the right side. Nimtza. Kichiluk Elu Tesvav Milas Hen L'Shleisha Halakim. So we said last time, there are three Halakim. There was coming into existence, and then that was the first part. Then there was their being mashed in their own teva and misdabek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the left side in Kuf Mem Beis. Ukvar Manuch HaLamala Kichol Dove Yesh HaScholas Hiskarvus Emtzos Hiskarvus V'Sof. Every process has the beginning of this karvus, the middle, and the end. V'kol echad v'echad v'fnei atzmoi. Ke'ein adove kashu bascholo k'moishu kashekvor be'emtza. Ve'ein adove kashu be'emtza k'moishu b'soif. Let's talk about this a little bit, and we'll try to understand it. The Maral says in a lot of places that you can describe things, you can divide up things in terms of beginning, middle, and end. Somebody once said the world can divide into two groups of people. Those who divide the world into two groups of people and those who don't. When you say something like you can divide the world into three parts, beginning, middle, and end, it has to have some sort of meaning to it. There has to be some sort of, the beginning of the day, middle of the day, end of the day, fine. I mean, it's a way of splitting up a day into three parts. It doesn't mean anything. The teretz is each and every part has its own yichud of what it is. The Maral speaks so much about the Mu'adim. Pesach is Tchila, Shavuos is Emtza, and Sukkos is Sof, and each one of them will have unique tchunis because of what it is. In other words, if a person has in Avodas Hashem, the process dictates a lot about the factors that are important. For instance, if somebody's beginning Avodas Hashem, certain things are very important, and certain things we say, let's wait a while. When a person's in the process, certain things are important, and when a person is trying to end off, each thing is important. In other words, In mitzvahs, ma'asiyos, and elosa says, fine. I mean, the same Torah, the same mishabur applies the same all over. But your general structure of avodah, what to focus on, what not to focus on, what exactly is the definition of what you're trying to do, it will make a difference between tchila, emtza, and seif. And that's why describing each part as being different, whether it's tchila, emtza, seif, is going to play an important. Chomesh Roshaynis, he says, the first five, Hakol Yikari Hascholas Ha'ilui. It's all the beginning. Ki hoyu kulum bi yitzia shem ha'itza. Vashfotim varigz prereem, vazvelahem, unesin asmoina. Ve'oza is atachas yitzia shatzim shus Mitzrayim. Let's take this as an example. The beginning always is the process of disassociating with what was past. It becomes very, very important. When a person starts steiging, what he really needs to do is tear himself away from the past. Just like a rocket ship, when it's going up, so in the first phase of leaving the earth, every single facet of the rocket's power is focused on pulling itself out of the gravitational pull of the earth. That's what it's trying to do. It there's nothing else now that makes a difference, not navigation, nothing. Right now what's important is to put enough power and thrust that you push away from the earth. The first Avodas Hashem is to tear away from what's holding a person down. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, the Ramchal quotes it, Achata mispalo she comes to the Torah b'me'acha, that rather than a person being mispal Torah should enter his body, he should be mispalal that he gets away from the machos madanis. It's a phenomena I want to talk a little bit about on a practical level, because there is a very practical note to it. People always kind of, a grown-up person always smiles at a young yeshiva bacha's intensity and the seriousness and so on. People kind of take it with a bit of a smile. So-called, quote-unquote, Baal Tshuva mentality and so on. What they don't understand, or I guess they, even a person doesn't understand, is that if a person were as mild and as balanced and as accepting at the beginning of the process as he is in the middle or the end of the process, he would never have started to the beginning. For a person to tear himself away from Lech Lecha, Mi'atzcha, Mi'latcha, Mi'beis Avicha, you can't do. If a person stays and he just kind of adds a touch of Judaism to his life, then he's not going to go anywhere, because he is where he is. It has to come, by definition almost, with a certain amount of power and breaking away, and it's in a very powerful way, because the avoda right now is Lech Lecha Me'atzcha Me'latcha Me'savicha. That's the avoda. So Avram is the beginning of Av. He's the first Avhus, and therefore his avoda is getting away. Pesach is the Chodesh where we left Mitzrayim. It was cataclysmic because we were sucked up in Mitzrayim. We were part and parcel of their society, physically, emotionally, politically, in every way possible, and we had to rip ourselves out. It's like childbirth. Growing up can be a mild process. Childbirth cannot be a mild process, because a child basically has to tear itself away from everything that is himself. Uber Yerachimo, a child is part and parcel of his mother, and he to get away from that, he needs a tremendously violent push to get him out of that. I always explain that adolescence is also in a sense, it says, for a child to leave his parents' orbit in order to start out anew as his own person is a very, it's a rather violent type of push away. So Tchila is always marked with the strength and the violence and so on. The Reb Tzadik says in his way, Reb Tzadik says that he speaks about the union of the Zrizus in the beginning, and he says every tearing away is without Shehiyah. And the explanation is that anything that takes time is a process. A process can evolve something that's there into a different format. It can't break away. So the reason why there was why it was bezrizus and bechipazon, he says every beginning is bechipazon be'etzem. It requires a certain surge of emotion and rip yourself away from something, and then you can start to sort out the pieces, and there'll be raw edges. But it can't work otherwise. I gave somebody once a mashal here. A younger person was kind of taking it a little bit easier, and I told him, when you make a cup of coffee, sometimes it's very hot, it's piping hot, and you wait a few minutes for it to cool down so that you can drink it, and it tastes very good. But if you try to make a lukewarm cup of coffee, as sometimes the yeshiva is nice enough to serve, it tastes yucky. Water that's lukewarm that you make coffee from does not taste good. Coffee has to boil, and then you can cool it down to make it suitable for you to drink. But if you make it l'chatchila lukewarm, it's not good. It's a kaisel poshim. It's not a pleasant tasting experience. The tchila is the focus of the tchila is to tear oneself away from a metzias, and therefore that is the tchila. And therefore, all the first things that we see here are the violent things that happened as they left Mitzrayim. In other words, hoytzonim Mitzrayim, osabem shvatim, osabaleheim, harbchayreim, and nasas mamonim are the first five inyanim. They are all violent inyanim of the struggle with Mitzrayim. So therefore, he says, chamesh shana kol yikar tchilas ilu kol yikulam biyitzia shem aitzah v'ashvatim v'arigas chayreim v'asabaleheim v'nasinas mamonim v'oz hoysa tachlis yitzia sheyetzu mishus Mitzrayim. Vadayin ein kan ilui, rak sheyotzu mishusam. Rak bechomish milas emtzos shahoylhem acha yitzia heim le'ili Yisrael al ha'olam. The next five is his alus within this world. Like we said before, the next step is growing yourself, becoming higher, but still within the framework of the world that's yours. The last five ones had difficult gambris, but is when a person begins to understand where he's headed to. So the first step in avodah is tearing away from what's bad, from what you perceive to be enmeshed in that's bad. The second step is growing as a person, and the third step is perceiving that you're getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not just that you're bigger, but you actually there's a tachlis in sight. It's like exactly like a rocket ship. The first stage is to tear yourself away from where you are. The second stage is to go as far as you need to go, and the third one is to try to land or dock wherever it is the final station is. And each one has its own set of tchunis and issues and so on. Vascholos achamesh achronos, the beginning of the last five ones are Shabbos. Because Shabbos is an ois bris between Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is beginning the chibur and divur Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Beis Hamikdash is the final stage. And we spoke last time. We once mentioned Shabbos, besides being a mitzvah, you know, it's like any other mitzvah where a person becomes nis'ala, there's a certain sense of dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason is, first of all, it's ois on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but once explained, it says, anoisim atana toiv lechaver tzorech lodio. That if a person gives somebody else a present, he has to inform them about it. And Rashi says, because that way you make a cash with the person. So for instance, tzedakah, you're supposed to give matan b'seser. The point is the guy should have a meal. The fact that I gave him the meal makes it less comfortable rather than more comfortable, and therefore I should stay away from the person, that's it. When I give a person a present, since the tachlis is not the watch in itself, but it's the sense that my expression of kirva, so I need to tell you, I'm the one who's giving the watch, and I'm giving it to you because I like you, and I feel close to you, and I want you to be happy. Of all the mitzvahs, the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was modiah as schar is Shabbos, because Shabbos is more than just a maisa mitzvah, it's a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila, the chayev lodio is expressed over there. She'ein sofik sha'Shabbos ha'sho'is bris ben Hashem Yisparach Yisrael is the tchilas chibur, and the Beis HaMikdash is the achroina. The Beis Hamikdash is called, the Kodesh Kodashim is called in Tanakh Chader Hamitos, which if the Pasuk wouldn't say it would be hard for us to say. Chader Hamitos means that it's the bedroom. It's Kaviyochel, the Mokom of Dibuk and Chibur of Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. V'tovin oid, ki chomesh milos ha'shayim be'atzmam, the first five, yadua shekol achas yisem ha'koidmos. Each one is more than the other one. Karishena hiya yitzia bolvat. Let's talk a little about this point. When we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu did five things for us. It says took us out of Mitzrayim, also bem shvatim, also beleihem, horgas b'chayreim, v'nosas mamayna. So what's the point of all these five things? Why is it so important to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu whipped them, hit them, killed the gods, v'chol b'chol? So the Pashta Pshat is that, you know, listen, it's nice to see them get what they deserve. I mean, you know, it's revenge, I guess, and it feels good to see somebody finally get what he deserves. Mitzrayim deserved it all, and so on and so forth. That's a very, very, it's a very low observation and understanding. We have to understand, for instance, when a person is enmeshed in another culture, then it's not just that he happens to be there. Jews who were in Germany before the war didn't just happen to be in Germany and they happened to be stuck in a place that was bad to them. They actually were very much part of the culture, and even when they had to leave Germany, it was almost a feeling of these wonderful these terrible Nazis hijacked our beautiful Germany. There was a Germany in the people, and until and it was that way emotionally as far as the culture went, the sense of power, when a Nazi tells you where's your God and shoots your kid in front of you, it makes a very powerful impression. And even if you happen to escape and get away from it, but you're still under the feeling that these people were Mechayev and Megadev, and that's it. Crushing them allows you to free yourself psychologically and mentally from their bonds. When a person was taken by an Avodah Zarah of sorts, by a movement, by an Avodah Zarah, by an ideology, even if he personally escapes from it, it's hard for himself to free until he doesn't see the collapse of everything, of that movement, of that ideology, whatever it is. So all of these events were there. It was part of the taking us out of there, so that by Kadosh Baruch Hu crushing, the Mitzrayim was the most powerful country at the time, and even if we have to escape, we still admired, were awed. Even if we didn't admire it, but we were kind of awed by Mitzrayim, this pulled us out from it. The Bechirim are the very, very heart of Mitzrayim. In other words, the Kana Mamoinam is not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showered us with wealth, and HaKadosh Baruch could have, just like he gave us man, and just like he gave us slav, HaKadosh Baruch could have rained money on it. It's rather it's the fact that the money represents a person's power, a country's power, might, scope. Everything about it is focused in the wealth. The wealth is the possession of that country. To take that away from Mitzrayim and give it to Klal Yisrael is ke'ilu undoing. We realize that what they possess is not theirs anymore, it's ours. That's the thing. I want to talk a little bit about this Nakuda that we spoke about. I guess Lamaisa. We said a person has different madregas of, when you're talking about mitzvahs and isurim, straight isurim, straight mitzvahs, then definitely a person needs to do what says Zohar. That's that. But you're talking about a host. Most of our activities fall under the realm of mutter, whatever it is. The Rambam says, the Rambam is the big Baal Shita that says that you're always supposed to choose the middle. The middle, the balance of the different midos. The Rambam gives two exceptions, two general exceptions. One is, if a person has, there are midos we inherently have problems with. For instance, Gaiva, it says you should be very much Shval Ruach. Because ego is a very, very powerful force. You can't weigh it on the millimeter and say, okay, it's exactly perfect, because you're not going to weigh it perfectly well, and you need to give yourself a wide, safe margin of safety. That's one. The second thing the Rambam says is, when a person is working on midos, a person did wrong and went towards one side, a person has to go to the other extreme. For instance, drinking an occasional drink is fine, it's normal, it's natural, and so on. But a person who's been an alcoholic can't go from being alcoholic to drinking moderately. You first have to get the self-control of tearing yourself away completely from it. And then, once you're in total shlita of yourself, and you're not beholden at all to the power of alcohol, you can talk about moderation and so on. Any chelik avodas Hashem, a person doesn't become something in a very moderate way. In other words, a little bit this, a little bit this, a little bit this. It's like a parva, lukewarm approach doesn't get you somewhere. A person who remains sharp, bitter, boiling for the length of days is not mature yet. But a person who doesn't start with a certain vengeance, with a certain fire, with a certain push. You know, I always observed in yeshiva, in the mirror, kids who would sit and learn till 1, 2 in the morning, usually was sacrificed, you know, it took its toll somewhere else in Seder. But the kids who were, quote unquote, mature and balanced, and they didn't stay up that late, didn't get anywhere. In other words, the kochos ha-nefesh that drive a person are tough kochos ha-nefesh. A person tears away himself from his atzlus, from his surroundings, from his past, from society around him. Every push is to tear yourself away from something. And that's why, and Pesach is the yontiv of tearing away from something. For two centuries, we were embedded in a culture, in a society, in a world, and that was the entire world. Mitzrayim was the world. Mitzrayim was the most powerful country, was the center of the world. Everything, we were totally subordinate to it. The only way we could leave that is with the same Lech Lecha that Avraham Avinu did. Each and every person, one person has to fight with his own kochos ha-nefesh, one person, it's a society around him, one person is with his fantasies and dreams. All of them, the Techilas Derech is a struggle. And that's at the first stage of Aliyah are five things that are Be'ikah struggle with Mitzrayim. Once a person has gotten past that, now a person can start thinking about putting the pieces together and working with himself in a more balanced way. Okay.